What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
This is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. It's great to see you again, Tristan. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fast. It consumed a lot of my time dealing with Genesis and her hair. You already know how that goes. Listen, every weekend is a hair weekend with that damn child.
Oh yeah, she does change it up like every week.
I'm like, are you running from the feds? Like, what's going on? I'm confused. Are you trying to hide your identity from somebody that I need to know about? It's just like, let's get it together, sis.
Right. Got you. My weekend was cool. Thanks for asking, by the way. My weekend was cool. It was a hair weekend for mine too. I took my twist out, rocking natural right now. My curls are popping, you know.
I'm liking it.
Curling it up. So I thought that, you know what, this week, let me just let my hair breathe. Cause you know, typically when I get it done, I get it right back retwisted.
Yes, you do.
I don't have time. But this week I'll let it go out. So for those who are listening on a podcast, check out the YouTube channel. We got video up so you can see my curls pop. You'll
probably never see his hair look like this again.
Yeah, you probably won't. Not after this week. I might do something different. So we'll see. We'll see. What hairstyle should I do?
I don't know. But I'm digging this one.
I think I might do like, you know how they have like the braids going here and then the zigzags up here with like the ponytail. I don't know.
See, this is why I wear wigs. I mean, I got my cornrow, pop my wig on top, and keep it pushing. You and Genesis, I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Yeah, you gotta be creative. But anywho, guys, on today's show. Oh, also, this weekend, basketball preseason. NBA preseason started this past weekend. Fix your face, Tristan.
Oh my God. Aren't they still recovering from last season with the bubble or something? What is going on here?
Well, we're back at it again.
Who won last season?
The Lakers, unfortunately.
What was that last week?
Stop it. It was a couple months ago. Don't do that. So NBA preseason, and then next week, the NBA season starts, Tristan. Oh my gosh.
So now you have no idea. Forever to respond to my text messages.
Don't do that. There will be a delay, but it won't be a forever delay.
If it ain't a delay, it's going to be very short. It says like, yes, no, yes, okay, no, bye.
I don't understand. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I don't.
Right. It's okay. I'll be in bed by the time the games even start anyway, because they just come on so late.
Well, listen. You guys are looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to that.
Goddamn right. The 22nd. I'm excited.
I know it's your time of year. You're in your pocket.
The most wonderful time of the year, okay? I have Christmas in my house completely. My doggies have their sweaters on. I have my Christmas wig to go with my hat. He loves it because it keeps him cozy. Now, Josephine, I'm here. Eric's gonna look at the bitches naked. Why? How you get out your sweater?
She's more comfortable naked.
It just blows my mind. Like, how do you wiggle out of your shit? Like, that's
funny.
I just got you dressed. I'm like, see, you don't want your Christmas trees. I see how this gonna go. See, he just complies because he likes his treats. Josephine just be belligerent. Yeah, so we already see who getting cold.
Hey, she's going to test your limits, but
always. It's always a second child.
That's Josephine. All right, guys, on today's show, we'll be talking about the COVID-19 vaccine that was fast-tracked and approved by the FDA for dissemination. And speaking of COVID, we'll also talk about the versus battle that was postponed because one of the artists contracted the virus. But first and foremost, Tristan, COVID-19, FDA cleared it. This vaccine from two or three different companies. As a matter of fact, on social media today, I saw in, I think it was the Shade Room or another site, I can't remember, a frontline worker from Queens, New York was being videotaped taking the vaccine. So I know it has not yet been disseminated to the masses, and it's not on, you know, that's not the program right now. The program right now is just for it to be disseminated to frontline workers, but eventually it's going to get to the point where everybody will have access. My question to you is, would you be willing to take this vaccine
once it's readily available? You said FDA, honey. Like,
the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, you don't trust them?
Listen, you know how much shit they pass? They end up having E. coli, Ebola, SARS, and every goddamn thing else. I don't trust they asses for not a thing, okay? Their reputation is garbage, if you ask me. So putting FDA on it just makes me even more skeptical. Whoa, what the hell?
So what is it, and I'm generalizing here, what is it with the skepticism that comes with Black folks or the Black community when it comes to vaccines and treatments
already
like that?
Know Tuskegee, you already know what it is. And again, it's not just done to Black people, it's done to minority people that they have the opportunity to get over on. Like, we just read the article about how they were forcing people to get these
hysterectomies.
There you go.
The migrant camps.
Get out my head. Exactly. Thank you. Get these hysterectomies, and they don't know what they're doing, and you're forcing them, like, that's mass. Come on now, stop it. But I'm gonna trust this same government right now. Mm-hmm. The same government. No, come on now. And then, ain't this the same vaccine that Trump said he took months ago? Was it even approved by the FDA months ago? No, it was not. I'm done. Don't even. No. You can't stick me with a goddamn thing.
Well, it's funny too how he's trying to take credit for this, right? You see how he's tweeting now, he's being very optimistic and, you know, speaking positive vibes into the atmosphere, and trying to take, I think he's really using this to kind of spin his the narrative of how he's dropped this whole pandemic thing.
Right. He wants to leave on a high note. Right. But either way, so you're leaving. You get the fuck out. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell on up out of here.
Right. So I'm going to be honest, my initial reaction to when the talks about this vaccine even started was like, nah, I'm going to wait and see. Just because I do know the history of this government when it comes to the well-being of people of color, the minorities, we're not at the top of the list. So given that this pandemic has been shown to disproportionately affect our community as well, I'm not necessarily rushing to it. I'm going to kind of wait and see, but that's not to say that I won't take it as well. I have not yet come to the stance to where I'm like, nah, I'm totally against it. I'm going to wait and see. But it's interesting, right? So I do another show, and we were talking about this vaccine a couple episodes ago, and, you know, my co-host was just trying to kind of figure out why Black people bring up Tuskegee when we talk about vaccines and everything like that. So, and I kind of had to clear up that he pointed out that during the Tuskegee experiment, we were not given treatment, right? Which is why we were left to just feel the full brunt of the disease and everything like that. And I said the issue with Tuskegee was informed consent.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So what I want to highlight here is we're not always using Tuskegee as our bag. Our issue is we never get the full picture of what's happening.
I can't, like you said, I can't make a conscious, informed, solid decision when you're intentionally omitting information to sway my decision in a way that benefits you. Mm-hmm. So, and again, Tuskegee is not the only,
right?
Like, but that's the one we're gonna go to, because guess what? We like saying Tuskegee. So we're gonna go to that one, but it's so much more. And again, it's not just us. It's so, hell, the Native American. Let's, mm-hmm. if you want to talk about some shit, let's talk about some shit, okay? So we're not the only ones who have been at the shitty end of the stick when it comes to these offhand fucking experiments. So I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm good. I don't even take the flu vaccine.
See, my issue with the flu vaccine is not my distrust of the government. It just doesn't make sense for me to take something that is constantly changing. So the flu strand, just like the cold strand, is not always the same. Now, I get it. there are popular strands each year, whatever, but I don't have time for that for me.
On top of that, you're actually giving me this strand in hopes that I contract it. So you're going to give me COVID, and I ain't had COVID this whole time. On top of the fact that you done quarantined me for damn near a year, so my immune system has drastically decreased in and of itself, okay? Then you want to prick me and stick me with some foreign shit that goes into my body. Nah, I'm straight. Let me tell you something. I'm going to ride this one out. So when everybody got tails, when y'all start growing tails and got three eyes and shit and all the
tails stuff, might be in, Tristan. Listen, tails might be in. Shake your tail feather. That was a song, Nelly.
I'm good.
But yeah, so for me though, I can't jump right there quite yet. I really can't. Just because I guess I'm a little more optimistic and, you know, I'm just that dude. So, you know, I may fall for the okie doke again. You know, I just may be that guy. But I still can't blame people who feel some type of way, because at the end of the day, when you run into a situation where the other side has a history of being deceitful or manipulative over and over again, you have no choice but to pause. You get what I'm saying? And for me, that's the very least I'm doing. I'm pausing because I just really have to kind of see if I'm getting the full picture. And it's sad that we have to start to think that way. But as evidence, see, so it's not even assumptions, right? It's not speculation. It's right. As evidence and history has shown us, right?
And if we want to go a little bit further, look at the death rate in child delivery between Black women and white women. It's such a drastic difference. So, and it shouldn't be, because we're all women. I go to my OBGYN just like anybody else. So if you're specializing in women, why is it that Black women are dying at a higher rate when it comes to childbirth than white women? Because you're not taking our symptoms serious. You don't give a fuck about us. So again, you're constantly showing that this advanced medicine is not so advanced when it comes to biases and racial issues.
Right. And also, though, I think the standard of care and treatment is not equal as well. So I think that's the biggest factor when it comes to women and death rates of pregnancy, because that's something that's huge. I know my wife was talking about it. And earlier this year, somebody else too, I forgot the name, it was somebody real famous who were just talking, they were pointing it out. They had a little documentary about it. And it's the standard of treatment and care. It is not the same. So for me, it's like you said, if I'm not even getting the benefit of being treated equally as my counterpart, right? Don't be surprised that I don't just take this huge leap of faith. And I understand also too, what they're trying to do with having big names that are kin to the Black community, like Obama, Clinton, Bush, take it or whatever. So yeah, I get that, but understand Obama, Clinton, Bush, they don't get the same level standard of care as Hans and Tristan or regular schmegular people out in these streets. So they have access to resources that are way beyond our comprehension and understanding.
Let me tell you something, shit go down, they're going to be the first to be, they're going fast track to Walter Reed when my ass is sitting in triage in goddamn Grady Hospital. We ain't the same, okay? We ain't the same.
It's not the same over here, but that's not to say, well, I guess for me, I want to encourage all listeners to just do your research and be informed on everything that you do. At the end of the day, you got to live your life. You got to do what's best for you, right? So if you know you have an underlying condition, you know, you're predisposed to whatever, or if you're a frontline worker yourself, right? And you're exposed to this a lot more than us regular, you know, therapists or other people are doing, you have to make a hard decision. For me, I would just encourage you to be as educated on the process as much as you can. So for us, you know, we only have access to but so much.
Right.
You know what I mean? We really only have access to but so much. But if you have the benefit of being in the healthcare industry and you're on the front lines, you may be privy to more information than we are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So please do yourself the service of reading and, you know, seeing what's really working and what's not working and which company or which, because there's multiple versions of this vaccine that's out right now. I think, like I said, it's like three, if I'm not mistaken. So please, before you jump to do anything, do your research and be informed and educated on what you're putting in your body and what you're exposing yourself and your loved ones to. And another thing I'll say about this too, understand how a vaccine works too. This is not a cure, people. This is not a cure. So this doesn't mean you can go out to the compound and do what you need to do and act up You get what I'm saying? Don't mean you go down to Camp Creek, go to the U-Bar and you know, and turn it up for Thirsty Tuesdays. No, what this means, it's a preventative measure, okay? A preventative measure, proactive, not reactive. It is not a cure, okay? So please don't let this impact your behavior.
They don't care. Let me tell you something. Wouldn't it be some shit if they gave all the vaccines to the frontline workers, the doctors, the nurses, whatever, and that shit fucking was horrible, and all of our doctors and nurses went down?
That's very dark, Tristan. What are you watching? What have you been watching on your spare time? That's
really dark. You already know the shit I watch. But still, I'm just praying they get this the fuck right. I just pray, because that will put us in such a shitty position as a nation. And it's just like, we don't have time. Everyone's already laughing at us, okay? We've been on punishment for damn near a year now, and I ain't even do shit. So I'm just like, listen, I don't be in the streets much, but I would like the option. You know how much lipstick I was not able to wear this year because I had to wear a mask?
So your lip game has been
my lippy lips. Hello. Ain't no point in me even putting on my Ruby Roo from MAC, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna see it.
Right, you gotta wear a mask.
So can y'all please get it together, because I got some lips that need to be popping.
I get it. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll be keeping you guys abreast of the developments with this vaccine. I hope it's not like Tristan says, where we grow tails, and that it's actually a good preventative measure and doing what it needs to be. But the numbers will tell. Numbers don't lie. We'll see how it goes. But speaking of COVID, so there was supposed to be a versus battle, Tristan, this weekend with the beautiful Ashanti.
And Keisha,
yes, Keisha. Sorry, Keisha. You're beautiful too, Keisha. You're beautiful.
I know. You don't be trying to throw her to the side like that.
My bad, Keisha. No, Keisha, beautiful. Don't get me wrong, Keisha. But Ashanti,
Ashanti is just like,
yeah, you like what you like. You know,
she's very pretty.
Yes, she is. She's gorgeous. So they were supposed to have a versus battle, but lo and behold, Ashanti contracted COVID-19, so it had to be postponed. And people were actually trashing her on social media for a bit for two reasons. Number one, they said she got it because she knew she didn't have enough hits to battle Keisha. That's what they were saying at first. But the second was saying, well, all this traveling you were doing, you know, it's no surprise that she contracted COVID. She has since recently posted on IG Live stating that actually she did not get it from traveling. She got it from a family member when she returned home. And she also went to state that before traveling with her people, everybody takes a COVID test to see their status, to see where they're at before they go.
Right.
So she said that she actually got it from a family member when she got home. It'd be your own people, Tristan.
It'd be your own people. That's why I be in the house. But at the end of the day, it's like, regardless of the fact, I'm happy that I'm presuming, this is how it's playing out in my head, that they were getting ready to do the verses, and like, okay, before y'all get to do the verses, y'all gotta take a COVID test.
Yeah, because they have to be in the same. Yeah,
exactly. So, and that's how she discovered she had it. So I'm just happy she discovered in that manner and not with her body shutting down, like most cases where people are like, oh, I feel like shit, let me go get tested. So right. I'm just happy that was the scenario for her, and that she does have the ability to now recover peacefully, because the verses is gonna happen. So you better get Murder Inc., Ja Rule and them, scoop y'all little records, because I'm ready. This is one, you know, and I don't do verses.
You don't.
But I'll do this one. This is probably my second one.
Why is this your second one?
Because I did the Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle one, because I was not gonna miss Midnight Train to Georgia. Listen.
We need some older ones to get.
I know. I'm just like, what's all these young hippity hops talking about? I'm like, what is going on here?
These young hippity hops.
What's going on here? Like, I'm just so confused. Like, I don't know.
Could you imagine a like Gerald Levert and Luther or something like that? That would have been so great. Oh, R.I.P. That would have been so.
Prince and
Mike. Yeah, they beefing though, but yeah, that would have been
made it perfect.
That would have been awesome.
Oh my God. Awesome. I don't think anyone could go versus with Whitney though. Like Whitney just like
The thing with Whitney is she not only has the superior vocals, but she has the hits too. And I'm not gonna lie though, I think the closest one to her would be Mariah, because Mariah has some hits and Mariah has the vocals. Like,
that's true, but the thing is with Mariah, she can't hit that. Ooh, she can't hit it like she.
They don't have the same genre though. They don't have the same kind of genre.
Mariah can't even hit them. She can't hit them those no more. Whitney hit them joints even on her highest of the highs with her and Bobby. She was still out there hitting them notes. Like, it was. Did you see what she did? The Star Spangled Banner? So effortlessly. Yeah. Like, that was the best. And she out there with her tracksuit. Effortless. Like, that's just God-given talent.
No, that is. That
God-given. Is. Like, you can't even practice to get to that peak.
Yeah.
No, damn it, man. Facts. See, that, them are the verses I want to see. All this other stuff y'all talking about.
So you're not going to watch the E-40 and Too Short verses?
I'm damn sure not watching that one. And ain't no disrespect to neither one of them, but I ain't never bought near that album from near one of them ever in my life. So I don't, I won't be watching that one. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking who would I, now, if they did Beyonce, you know I'd be, I have me a watch party, but who gonna go against Beyonce? Other than maybe a Janet or a Tina. Tina Turner, shut it all the way down.
Yeah, but Beyonce ain't doing it. She ain't doing the verses. Yeah, neither is Jay-Z. They're like Jay-Z and Nas. That's not happening.
Because I don't want to say anyone's above something.
No, that, but Jay-Z feels like.
I personally don't want to say anyone's above anything because, you know, I am just a mere commoner out here in these streets. But I do feel like, you know, it's like loving hip hop. It's for people who are on a more of a decline.
Wow. Wow. Really? I don't think so.
Say it like that. You know what I meant to say.
I don't think it's for the people on the decline. Who, I think.
Who was at the peak of the peak who did verses?
The peak of their career
who did verses.
Okay. Nobody has been a peak of the career, but there's been some people who are still like, legends and going strong.
Absolutely. Ooh. Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. But I'm just saying they're not at the peak of their career. Beyonce and Jay-Z are still at the peak.
I don't think Jay-Z's at the peak. And I love Jigga.
I like Jigga. I feel like
I love Jigga.
I feel like I
he's on the bottom end. He's going down.
I don't think he's on the bottom end. I think he's still kind of treading water.
But I don't think he's peaking. You know, at the peak, he's just sloping. He's looking down.
Okay,
you know,
he's not at the height of his career, but he's definitely treading water to the point where he has his own demographic, like us, like me and you, loyal people who you drop anything, we come in to get it.
Well, yeah, we come in to listen. Like, it don't matter. We copping six.
You can be farting on the album. We gonna like them farts.
Bars.
Bars. I like that fart. Sound real wet. Cool. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, if I'm going to commit to a versus, one, let's start on time, okay? Because I have a bedtime, okay? I don't like being excited about something and then I show up excited and then as I'm waiting, my excitement declines.
You didn't watch the Gucci and
Jeezy one? No, I did. You know damn well I
ain't. That thing started like an hour late.
It took place in Magic. When they told me them two was doing it in Magic City, I knew it wasn't going to start on time. I didn't even try to make the effort to even, no, absolutely. I know my genre, okay? I know my, now if you get some motherfucking Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera or some NSYNC and 98 Degrees, who ain't gonna be there?
I'm not gonna be there for that.
Oh, y'all what?
Y'all can miss me with all of that. You'll miss me with all of that boy band.
My inner white girl will be so ecstatic.
Oh my God.
That's what they need to be doing, some verses with some Britney and some Christina Aguilera.
Well, Britney beefing with her dad right now, so
she's just trying to get her coins. Like, they took the kids, they took the coins. Like, bitch shave her head one damn time and ain't recruited. Like, good Lord, let that girl live.
She got one breakdown, went into rehab, and now she can't, you know.
She done went to Vegas, did a whole set, and y'all still ain't letting her live that down. Damn.
Listen, man. You gotta be careful.
This is why you can't shave your head in public.
Or you shouldn't let your family run your business. How about that?
Nah, I knew that a long time ago, honey. Yeah,
that part.
And you gotta be careful about who you have babies with, honey.
Yeah, that's true too.
That damn federal line.
That's true too.
But yeah, Versus, I will watch Ashanti and them. And I feel good because when I be singing their songs in the car and in the shower, my acoustics be matching.
Okay. So you think you could, okay. Okay.
So I be holding out, you know, when I be hit my Whitney and my Dolly Parton and them, I don't be hitting it as right. But with these two, I feel like I can kind of hang a little bit.
Yeah. Last, wait, did you tune into the Monica and Brittany and Brandy?
You know I didn't. When I saw them,
that's about Monica, your genre, Monica.
It's very much my genre, but she was a little too matchy matchy for me. So I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm cool on a lot of things, you know. I don't get excited about much. You know, I don't get excited about much. It takes a lot for me to get excited.
Oh my goodness.
For me to commit, that's a commitment.
I guess.
I might show up, I might not show up. I don't know. You know, I'll be winging my shit.
I should have known better.
Listen, I just told you Aretha and them. That's it.
But for those who like to use it as a way to, you know, unwind and to bring some happiness during these times, they have postponed it. So it's coming back. I don't know, honestly, the date for the E40 and Too Short. I'm not really interested in that. Never really been a big fan of the two. So I'm not really checking for that, really. So, you know, you guys let me know, though, because I know they make the music for the clubs, the strip clubs. So, you know, if you're into that, more power to you. Look out for those two. I won't. I know for sure Tristan ain't. So
I couldn't name that nail, not a song. Oh, wait, my mind's playing tricks on me. So,
you know E40 songs.
I know, but I just feel like so out the loop sometimes. You know, 20 years ago, I'd be out here jamming. But right now, I'm on my Nina Simone, you know, kind of trip right now, with my Billie Holiday going. So that's where I'm at right now. And my knees hurting and shit. I ain't got time.
Oh, Lord. All the ailments.
Because you know it's cold.
All the ailments.
Exactly. The ailments. So I listen to music that match my mood. And right now my mood is either Christmas or the very much oldies.
Gotcha. So before we let our guests go, one question. What's your favorite Christmas music or song? What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh my God. Don't do that. Why are you putting the pressure on me? Santa Baby. I like that one. Okay. Oh my God. Of course, Temptations. You know, I got the Motown Christmas album on vinyl. So I've been playing that on repeat for the longest. Why would you put me on the spot like that?
I had to. Mine is Boyz II Men, Let Us Know. I love that.
I listened to that on the song in the car yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like so one. I have my Motown Christmas album on vinyl.
And This Christmas, I like that.
That's
You know what? I like Chris Brown's version too. His version is pretty good. He did that justice.
You know
he
what?
Did that justice.
I take that back. I know my favorite Christmas song.
What's your favorite?
Marvin Gaye, Purple Snowflakes.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that.
Oh, listen. You're going to learn something today, okay?
Sounds like check some drug stuff. Purple snowflakes?
It may or may not be.
That sounds like some hypnotic.
It may or may not be, but it's the jammy jam. So check it out. When we finish this, check it out.
All right.
I will not see. You know, when it comes to my old school music, I will not see you wrong.
Okay. I'll check it out. Purple snowflakes. Yes. Listen to it. I'll let on our next show, I'll let the guests know how I thought about Purple Snowflakes. That sounds like a drink, bro. Like, it sounds like a drink for real.
Listen, I love it.
As always, guys, thank you so much for joining us here on the Hans and Tristan podcast. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are heard, stream, or downloaded. So, you know, your iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever, we're here. Also, we're on IG as the Hans and Tristan podcast. So please like, subscribe, share, comment, let us know how we're doing. We appreciate it. Tristan, tell the people, you got another podcast out. Let the people know. Let the people know.
It's called Marsh Madness. So pretty much all the madness I be going through with my little silly shit, all the stories I be telling you, now I just put in a podcast.
Awesome. So where can they go to listen to the first couple of episodes?
Oh, okay. So it's on Instagram because I was having some technical issues with the actual podcast platforms. So clearly, you see, I don't do that for this one. But anyway... go to my Instagram, Marsh Madness Podcast, and just click on the actual one. Make sure you unmute it, because people be like, I can't hear, it's not working. Unmute it, baby.
Unmute. So those are the older people. Got it.
Listen, unmute it, baby. Just unmute it.
Got you. Yes, yes. So we love to support one another. So check out Marsh Madness.
Yeah, see, you got Tristan's basketball on the brain podcast. Already.
I do. Listen, I'm so excited. You God, have no idea. I'm so looking forward.
It's so bad.
After it's next weekend, y'all ain't going to hear nothing from me. It's
I know. So bad. I know when basketball season comes, because them text messages so get few and far in between.
You're going to be telling what you're doing. You know what I'm doing. Don't.
You're like, don't even play with me.
You don't even play. You know what I'm doing. Don't do that. So, yes. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Also, YouTube, we're on YouTube. I know we don't post every episode on there, few and far in between, but yet they're still up there. Yeah. So check us out. We're on YouTube. YouTube channel is Hans and Tristan Podcast. So no excuse. Check it out, guys. We appreciate all the support and love. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.